Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and we have a very special guest today with us. We have Samantha Hoppin. How are you, Samantha?
Hello, I'm doing so great. How are you?
Good. So good to have you on the show. And before we get rolling, I just want to, so happy to have you. Samantha is joining us today. We're going to talk a little bit about her journey. And also, I think we're going to focus a little bit on self-importance and prioritizing ourselves. So once we get, before we get into that, I just want to let our listeners know that you can always reach Samantha and myself at directly at wnylifecoaching.com or 716-560-6552. So welcome aboard, Samantha. You are about, we were just talking, you said you're about to be certified as an integrative nutritional coach. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's a health coach through Institute for Integrative Nutrition.
Awesome. And I think that's how we connected, and we had a conversation, and we hit it off, and I said, let's go on the air and have you talk a little bit about yourself and your message. And why don't we begin by you just giving us a little bit of background, and then we'll roll into, you know, some of the things we want to share.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. So the topic of this conversation was towards you're important too. So for me, that was in dealing with somebody else's trauma, being able to tap in and also know that you're important too in the whole situation, and to take care of yourself too. So a little bit about my background and from where that comes from. I have lived in New Orleans for the past 4 years. I actually just recently moved, so I lived in New Orleans for the past 4 years, and my fiance was a police officer. And so in that, being in that environment, it was pretty hard, and I didn't realize it, I don't think, until, the past, 6 months. So always being surrounded by the negative, more of the negative in the city than the positive, just kind of took its toll. So it came clear to me, after the fact, but there was one, so over the years, there was a lot of different stressors with, long hours and, negative situations he gets into and people he was around and just that work in general. And then there was one event where one of his partners was shot and killed, October of 2017. And this was the turning point for a lot of things, our relationship and his well-being and happiness and all of that. So a little story on that, he never left the job. He never went on vacation or took sick days or anything like that. So this night was a very, special situation in that he left to go to a bachelor party, his cousin's bachelor party in the middle of Talladega Speedway. And 6 hours into that weekend was when he got the call that his partner was shot and killed. And his partner was the one that was sitting in his seat that night. So as you can imagine, that brought on a ton of guilt and pain and shame and the whole, what if I was there, it should have been me, that whole thing. And it was extremely deal with, as any death could be. And it brought him to a place of, depression, anger, alcoholism. I mean, you name it. It was like a spiral, a downward spiral for the past year. So I was there as the loved one, the support system for him from the get-go. I was there, holding his head at night when he couldn't sleep or when he was crying, or I was just the one that had to be strong because it was his pain. And I think that's where this message like comes in, because it was his pain, but it was also my pain. And I didn't confront that or notice that until later, which I'll get into like my breaking point of when that actually like came to surface. So yeah, over the year, it was just getting worse and worse, and I felt like my unhappiness was definitely diminishing. However, I kept, I guess, justifying that with like where I was individually in life. So like just freshly being out of college or not having the job that I wanted, or all of my friends had left the city, and yada, yada, yada. There was story after story of what was going wrong in my life and why I couldn't become happier. Disregarding what was going on in my relationship or even in Dylan's life and his emotional stance and all of that. So, yeah, so there was a lot of disconnect happening in our relationship, and we were always like kind of a fun-go-lucky couple, and we never fought, we never any of that. Like, we communicated very well, and over time it wasn't the same.
Right.
Through the pain and the guilt and all of that. So to fast forward, I guess, actually let me say, like, I practice yoga, and I kind of stopped getting on my yoga mat, and I stopped doing like things that felt good for me, and I think I just had too much emotional distress to like to go there. I wasn't processing anything, and I was surrounded by his emotional distress also, which is a big thing if you feel other people's energies and all of that. So fast forward to Thanksgiving this past year, so Thanksgiving of 2018, and I left New Orleans to go home for Thanksgiving without him because he had to work. I was already in this place of like questioning our engagement and, you know, not knowing what I was doing in the relationship anymore, and just feeling pretty stuck. Mm-hmm. And I had probably three or four different people, like ranging from good friends of mine that have known me for years to my mom's friends that, you know, barely know me but have seen me over the years, that straight up told me that I seemed different, that my light had dimmed, that I just wasn't, I wasn't the same. So that was hard. That was really hard to swallow, but it was also very eye-opening.
Right.
So I went back home after Thanksgiving and like knew, you know, something had to change. If people were catching on to this unhappiness that I was feeling, then like something had to change. So I basically told Dylan that, you know, something needed to change or I couldn't do this anymore. And I put myself in therapy, and here we are. I don't know how exactly it happened, but I just, Dylan decided to get out of the job. We moved to a different city. We live in Buffalo now. And one after another, things started getting better and like falling into place. And I don't know. I just think it started with me acknowledging that I needed better for myself, that I couldn't support him without supporting myself.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It sounds like you, the indications you notice, I add on, I just hear some powerful things coming,
definitely.
And I want to highlight what you're saying for sure.
Definitely.
Somewhere along the line, you notice how it got unhealthy Right. I know we all want to be supports for people we love, but it gets to a point too where it sometimes it gets to a level where it may become unhealthy in that, like you said, people are picking up, you weren't going to yoga anymore. People said you're not yourself. So very powerful in that you started finding, it seems as if when you actually, what was the initiative for the change, the radical change, do you think that it, that's shifting then? Was it that you put a boundary up or?
Mm-hmm. What was the initial change? I started to notice and also like admit to myself that the unhappiness that I was living in was maybe not only about my situation. Like it was because of his trauma, which is also my trauma, and not acknowledging that before and just being like, oh, I'm the support system.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some ownership and things with that. Very powerful, because I think it's really the message, you know. Is there a message you'd like to send out to our listeners?
Yeah, so I think the message I want to send, and it's for anybody that's enduring trauma, but specifically someone who maybe deals with a loved one in law enforcement or first responders or military or any of that kind of lifestyle. The whole "you are important too" thing came to me because sometimes I would look at myself as he was doing more important work than I was. So his emotions, his trauma, his situations, his, you know, all of that was more important than me.
Right.
And I think my message is like to know that you are important too, and you cannot support somebody without supporting yourself. And so, I want to open up the conversation, honestly. I think that's my goal at this current moment, is to open up the conversation with people that are dealing with their loved ones in this kind of trauma or you know, who are going through similar situations, open up the conversation, because I didn't feel like I had that support from other, either like spouses in law enforcement or, you know, people like my friends and family. They tried, but they just didn't understand because they weren't as close to that kind of career as I was.
Right.
So
right.
Opening up the conversation for those people to know that, like, it's okay for you to not also be okay when dealing with a loved one who's gone through something like that.
Yeah, and even, you know, I think it's very powerful, too, that that you're bringing a perspective, because I do think you're right. Sometimes the perspective and the attention goes, you know, drawn, but there is another perspective to everything. On a simple note, just to piggyback off of that, where I can relate maybe some of our other listeners to, if you don't have somebody that's in police, but even here's a simple way. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I remember prioritizing my husband all the time because he had the career. you know, and how you can sometimes lose yourself sometimes by supporting other people, that it is important to prioritize, and it's not. I think the awareness and the support for those that are supportive. Yeah. Any last thoughts? Believe it or not, this time kind of went really quick. But Samantha, tell us anything else you'd like to share. And
any last thoughts? I guess make sure you have a self-care routine and spend time doing the things that make you feel good. Because I think that's the way out of the pain. Is to, you know, prioritize yourself and also talk to. I wanted to like also say confide in somebody that isn't your friends and family. To get a non-biased view, a neutral view on it. And be able to like open up in ways that you might not be able to open up to your friends and family and process and all of that.
Right. Beautiful. Where I want to say too, I think it was really powerful that even proactively, when you do have a self-care, you almost saw the indicators, like, hey, because life does can take over sometimes. I mean, it is a hard formula, you know, for
yeah.
But I heard it say, like, people are like, you're not yourself, or you're not doing the things you do, and because you had some of that self-care practice, so very powerful. And yes, yeah. Reaching out for the support that you need, because there's, you know, like you said, there's sometimes getting outside of that element to see a perspective for yourself. Yeah. Anything else? And then,
yeah.
Can you let everyone know? I know you can you give them? You have a website, right? Why don't you share that website?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have a website. It is balancedroot.com, and that's ROOT.com. Yeah, I'll be sharing my health coach stuff and blogging kind of about personal raw stories, some stuff about my relationship is up there currently. Yeah, so definitely check out my website.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the air and sharing your journey and your message with everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. If you'd like to continue the conversation or reach out, you can find both Samantha and my information on WNYLifeCoaching.com or reach at 716-560-6552. Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay. And have a wonderful day. Power from within. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Thank you.